Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Friday, November 19th. First, the weather. The rain chance is 60%. The high will reach around 80, dropping to around 70 at night. Let's get things started in downtown Miami. The Miami Book Fair Street Fair returns this weekend. And while it's not quite as big as it usually is, book lovers will find plenty to do. The fair is scaled down for several reasons, all of which involve the pandemic. Around 70 authors will appear in person, with around 200 chatting online in English and Spanish. The Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus is at 300 Northeast 2nd Avenue. The fair runs November 19th through 21st. For more, go to miamibookfair.com. In food news, do not adjust your calendar. Yes, it's November. And yes, the Miami-Dade Youth Fair is opening this week. Normally, the annual event is a spring fling. But the pandemic, which canceled the fair in 2020 hours from its opening date, pushed the usual March opening until now. This means you don't have to wait long to ride heart-stopping rides. You can also eat your weight in heart-stopping foods. We have our eye on the pickle pizza, but you can also dive face-first into flaming hot Cheeto corn dogs, deep-fried conch poor boys, shrimp and bacon mac and cheese, and the ever-popular funnel cake. The fair is open November 18th through December 5th at the Miami-Dade Fairgrounds. General admission tickets are $14. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In fundraising news, United Way of Miami CEO Maria C. Alonso has announced she is stepping down from her position after more than 4 years on the job. Alonso informed the nonprofit organization's board of directors of her coming departure. As a committee launches a national search, board member Joe Zubizarreta will take over duties as interim CEO. The United Way serves as a funder and service provider for community organizations and people in need. In education news, 3 UF professors have added their names to a lawsuit against the University of Florida. They allege the public university violated their First Amendment rights when it prevented them from testifying in 2 lawsuits against the state, one relating to a felon's voting case and another relating to COVID-19 mask mandates. And finally, in Coral Gables, a 95-year-old building on the Biltmore Hotel's golf course has partially collapsed. The gondola building was in need of serious restoration. In 2019, the building was named as one of the 12 most endangered sites in Miami-Dade County by Dade Heritage Trust. The building has been uninhabited for decades. It was once used to house the gondolas that took visitors from the Biltmore Hotel to Tahiti Beach on the bayfront edge of Coral Gables. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.